the feast of Saint Finbar. And the reading is from the prophet Haggai. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of Yahweh was addressed through the prophet Haggai as follows. You are to speak to Zerubbabel, son of Salatiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Say this, is there anyone left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how does it look to you now? Does it not seem as though there is nothing there? But take courage now, Zerubbabel, Yahweh declares. Courage, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, high priest. Courage, all you people of the country. Yahweh declares, to work, I am with you. Yahweh Sabaoth declares, and my spirit is present among you. Do not be afraid, for Yahweh Sabaoth says this, a little while now, and I shall shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I shall shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will flow in. And I shall fill this temple with glory, says Yahweh Sabaoth. Mine is the silver, mine the gold, Yahweh Sabaoth declares. The glory of this new temple will surpass that of the old, says Yahweh Sabaoth. And in this place I shall give you peace, Yahweh Sabaoth declares. I hope you will bear with me if I seem a little parochial and a little insular. But in the south of Ireland, we celebrate today the feast of Saint Finbar. Finbar meaning the fair one. He was born in County Cork in Bandon, and he lived as a hermit, well, a semi-hermit, in a most beautiful place called Gugan Barra, on a little island near the village of Inchigeela. Later he traveled up through the Hebrides, up through Caithness and Sutherland, and maybe the Isle of Barra in the Hebrides took its name from Finbar. He returned to Cork and he set up a great monastery, a place of great learning, and it is now roughly the city of Cork. And Cork University has taken for its motto, where Finbar taught, let Munster learn. He is buried, tradition says, where now stands the magnificent, beautiful Protestant Cathedral of St. Finbar. And you might say, well, Finbar, Haggai, they're a long, long way from today, from 2009. And yet, as Mike said yesterday in the reflection, we need to get out and cut wood. We need to realize the wonderful temple that we live in, the temple that has come down from people like Finbar, a temple of faith, a temple of love, a temple of surpassing goodness. And we mustn't be intimidated by the sorrow that we have with so many things that seem to militate against the goodness of the church. We need, as Yahweh Sabaoth said, we need courage. And what we do doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be wonderful. Each one of us is capable of adding to the great pool of goodness by our own small, kind, thoughtful, loving acts. How beautifully Shakespeare put it in The Merchant of Venice when Portia was walking towards her house with Nerissa. That light we see is burning in my hall, says Portia. How far that little candle throws his beams. So shines a good deed in a naughty world. We may be just a small candle. We may be only chopping a little bit of wood, but we are building the temple of glory, the temple of wonder, the temple of faith. And we thank God for all the wonderful history that has gone before us, the great people who have contributed to the church. And we ask God that we, in our own small way, will also add to the glory, the magnificence, the goodness, the love of the church today.